We are in the days where many individuals have stopped trusting in the sufficiency and efficiency of the Word of God. And one of the things that I'd like to do in this particular time is to begin to help us to see that God's Word has everything we need for life and godliness. And as I have had the privilege of serving as senior pastor of Community of Faith Bible Church here in Houston, as well as senior professor of biblical counseling at the College of Biblical Studies, there is one thing in particular that I have seen in both roles. Everyone needs true, solid biblical counseling. Now, notice what I said. I didn't say counseling, but biblical counseling. And as you know, because you've been coming to these conferences for a while, or if you've not been coming for a while, there is a distinction that we put between unbiblical counseling and true biblical counseling. And what we mean by unbiblical counseling, we're talking about counsel that is using the psychological principles of the culture that are anti to God and His Word. We're talking about people who try to take God's Word and take other things and pull them together to create and construct a counsel that is not what God would have us to have. So you and I need to understand this one simple principle. We are called as Christians to provide the kind of counsel that will help individuals come to know Jesus, become like Jesus, and be useful to Jesus. We're to provide the kind of counsel that will address man at his deepest level of sorrow, that will address man at his deepest level of sin, that will give man as a sound sage wisdom and insight to help him to handle issues of life that lead him to function in a manner worthy of God in every decision that he makes. We're to help men and women of God and men and women in general come to recognize their need for Jesus and to provide the counsel of salvation. We are to provide the kind of insight that leads individuals to even recognize, even with their physiological issues, the Bible can speak to that in such a way to make sure that if it's purely physiological, by evaluating to see if there is a spiritual origin that creates the physical to where they deal with the spiritual, as well as get them to the medical facilities to handle the physical as much as humanly possible. But all of that is to say this: a robust theology should provide a robust, sound biblical counseling model. And what I want to present to you today is this counseling model called the Biblical Framework Model. Now, this biblical framework, we're going to walk through in a couple of sessions. I want you to begin to understand it and think about it. It has been around for a while, but is not as popular as other counseling models because, let's face it, it did not get the publicity or press that many other models have received. But I would like to present this model to you, and hopefully you'll begin to look into it. The originator of the biblical framework counseling model is Rich Thompson. Rich Thompson was a member of Grace Community Church many years ago. He moved to Houston, planted a church in Houston, and began to work out this framework, and he started to teach it at the College of Biblical Studies almost 25, 30 years ago. And as a result of that teaching, I was able to learn from him, and he cultivated it, pulled it together, and put together a wonderful book called The Heart of Man and Mental Disorders. And for years, as I was trained in this insight, I was able to share this with many students, and you are hopefully getting the blessing of what I have learned from him. So I want us to begin to understand in this session, what is biblical framework counseling? What are the universal principles from Scripture that it builds upon, and how can we begin to process that? And then when we come back, we'll begin to look at how does this biblical framework counseling work? So let's begin. What is the biblical framework? Hopefully, as you're walking with me through your notes, I want you to see this. And again, I want to give you 9 different perspectives to help you understand this definition. Biblical framework counseling is the evaluation of Adam and Eve's choice to disobey God and the ramifications it had on their lives and the rest of mankind. We want you to begin to see that Something happened at the point of choice when Adam and Eve chose to rebel against God. And that something that happened on the inside as they were making the sinful choice on the outside. The biblical framework gives you a working diagnostic of how to see that, how to understand that in the lives of others as well as your own life. But secondly, we begin to see that the biblical framework is a picture of what happens in the spiritual heart of man as a result of his choice to obey or disobey God. See, what you'll begin to see from this diagnostic that the framework unfolds is that every time you make a choice to do right or to do wrong, there are some things working in your heart. And as we will look at the book of Genesis, we'll begin to see what happened in the heart of Adam and how that reality has been transferred to us as we are under him as relates to a sin condition. And so as we understand that we've been created in the image of God, but yet we are fallen creatures according to Adam, but yet we've been delivered by Jesus Christ from the penalty of sin, the power of sin, and soon the presence of sin through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we recognize that there are still things that happen in our hearts when we sin. There are things that happen in our hearts when we do what is right. And Adam was the picture for us to begin to see that and work that out. But thirdly, I want you to understand this. The biblical framework is a diagnostic tool used to identify and evaluate the various issues of the spiritual heart that happen and the various reactions that happen as a result of man's choice to obey and disobey God. We're going to begin to see how there's certain things that manifest when one begins to have issues happening in the heart, how that begins to manifest in physiological ways and active ways as far as reactions. And we'll begin to see as we trace this model that what we saw again in Genesis is still happening today with believers as well as unbelievers. Point number four I want you to see, the biblical framework is an evaluation of the work of the conscience, bringing awareness to a person's heart when he or she does something right or wrong according to the standards and the correlating pleasant and unpleasant experiences produced by the conscience in the spiritual heart of mankind as a result of the right and wrong choices he or she makes. I want you to begin to see that contrary to people's understanding, the conscience is a powerful tool in the hand of God. And there has been a lot of misunderstanding about the conscience, but the framework unfolds how the conscience, which was given by God to man to make him aware of his right and wrong, it either exposes when one is wrong or again excuses when one is right. We'll begin to understand through this framework how the conscience, according to Scripture, truly functions and operates. Number five, I want you to see that the biblical framework is a schematic that ultimately reveals that all sin is basically a lack of love for God and a lack of love for others, resulting in conscience-stimulated inner spiritual heart reactions that can be detrimental to man both physically and spiritually. Once we get to this picture, when someone says sin is a lack of love and a lack of love is sin, I want you to think about this. The Bible says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. And then the Bible says, what are we to do? To love our neighbor as thyself. So every time you sin, you are disobeying God. And every time you disobey God, you are demonstrating a lack of love. And so this framework begins to show that ultimately all issues come back as relates to a lack of love for God and a lack of love for others. And we'll begin to see that whenever someone is in a situation somewhere down the line where we see these conditions, we will find that somewhere they're not loving God or not loving others. And as a result, there are things happening in their hearts. Part number six, the biblical framework is a schematic that ultimately reveals that obeying the two greatest commandments to love God and to love others results in conscience-stimulated inner spiritual